Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, im Sechtes Meister Sheni, Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud Bey. So, Oymel Ibnoi, someone says to his son, I left the payrise or the money of Meister Sheni, Bezavi Yezu, in this corner. You know, between the Swarm Shank and the flower vase, that corner over there, that's where I left the Meister Sheni. That's just the Mosh. The son goes to look for it, Imatza, and he finds the payrise or the money of Meister Sheni, Bezavi Yezacheris, in a totally different corner. He looks over there in that corner between the Swarim Shank and the flower vase, and he finds nothing. Zakta Mishnah Re'elu, these coins, or these payrus that he did find in the other corner. Chulin, I am going to assume that those coins are not Meister Sheni coins, they're regular coins. Because I assume the Meister Sheni was taken away someplace else, and these payrus or money are different payrus or money. Vaiter Zakta the Mishnah. Hoya Shaman, his father told him, there in that corner you'll find 100. Imotza, and the son finds in that place. So the money's in the corner where the father said it should be there, but he found Messiah, 200 dinarim. Zakta Mishnah, Hashar, the extra 100. Chulin are considered Chulin, only the extra 100. And 100 is Meister Sheni. Well, what else would you think? No, maybe I would think that, look, if there's supposed to be 100 and there's 200, and someone took away the 100, and the whole 200 is chulin. This is totally different money. What about the other way around? Messiah, his father told him, at that corner you'll find 200. 200 dinar of Meister Sheni, Matzah money finds only 100. Hakel Meister, it's all Meister. And here too, the chiddush is, I don't say, well, his father said 200, there's only 100. Maybe someone took away the Meister Sheni. This 100 is something else altogether. So we don't say that. Rather, we say the 100 you did find is Meiser. I where the other 100 Meiser went, I don't know, but this is Meiser. So, chazing over our Mishnah here, Mishnah Yudbeis, someone says to his son, Meiser Sheni is in this corner, and he finds it in a different corner. We don't say someone took the Meiser Sheni from one corner to the other corner. We say someone took the Meiser Sheni, period. And these other coins of papers that he found is Chulin. His father told him. That's the way the Batanura learns. That's still talking about where the father told him. If his father told him, there's 100 dinar of Meiser Sheni over there, and he finds 200, so we say 100 is chulin, and the rest is Meister Sheni. I don't say it's different money. I say the 100 Meister Sheni is still there. Same is true the other way around. If the father says to the son that there are 200 dinarim of Meister Sheni there, and the son finds 100, it's all Meister. I don't say, well, maybe someone took away the 200. This is totally different money. I say, no, the 100 that's there is Meister Sheni. Why do we have the case a father says to a son? What about Stamazaya? I put down Meister Sheni and I come back and it's in a different corner. So it would be the same halacha. It's just that Bederech Klal, a Bala Bais knows who comes into his house and he can ask him who took the payrus from one place to the other. I'm sure members of your family are constantly saying, who took it from here to there? But if the father sends the son and the father's not here to ask, so it's just more shayach that we don't have who to ask, and Memela the Mishnah has to tell us what the halacha is.